Assalamualaikum, good day, good tentang and welcome to our new segment on Broadcasters Call Sembang Sampai Terbang.
Yeay, yeay, tepuk, tepuk.
Ah, lambat tu.
Aku bodoh.
Kenapa aku buat sound effect yang sentuh?
Okay.
Okay,
right, so for those who didn't know about this segment, on Sembang Sampai Terbang, kita akan cakap pasal isu-isu semasa that is still fresh and still talk to this day by people. But kita takkan buat dalam masa yang lama macam intonasi, and mostly topik-topik yang kita bincangkan dalam Sembang Sampai Terbang ni adalah topik yang in terms of freshness, yang pendek in terms of freshness, dia tak tahan lama. So in which topik tu akan tahan dalam at least sampai seminggu and all that. And topik tu pun macam ada juga topik yang kita akan cakap yang macam not worth to talk about more than half an hour macam intonasi. So the duration of this segment ni akan berjalan dalam masa 30 ke 40 minit, bergantung kepada konten topik tu sendirilah. Dan seperti biasa, aku bersama dengan other broadcasters members, which is Amzah, Saiki and Amir, to give their thoughts and opinions that we will talk about today's topics. Guys, any sound?
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
You guys are part of this.
Hello, okay. Amzah.
Are you on drug or something?
I think he's entered wrong channel already.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, moving on. Okay,
kita go on.
So, on today's topic, well, it's actually Amzaz who came across this tweet from Twitter. Aku tak tahu lah kenapa dia tak nak host, since dia sendiri yang jumpa benda ni. Lepas tu, dekat Discord, aku tanya, siapa nak jadi host? Entah. And then I had no choice but to just like volunteer to be the host. Mungkin kalau aku host selalunya 30 to 40 minutes tu still achievable lah untuk aku, macam no problem. Tapi kalau Amzah 1 jam setengah boleh tutup habis, so maybe sebab tu kot.
Betul.
Okay, actually content yang Amzah jumpa dekat dalam tweet tu, the content of the tweet itself is actually a screenshot from National Geographic Instagram. So dalam tweet ni dia cakap Nat Geo punya IG shop hari ni, once seen as a positive example for Southeast Asia in containing the virus, now Malaysia has become one of the worst affected in the region. Malu sial. So aku akan letakkan link tweet dekat dalam description. So you guys boleh check kalau korang tak tahu what's the story is all about. So dalam Insta, so actually dekat dalam tweet tu, dalam tu ada gambar screenshot from Instagram. It's actually a Nat Geo punya Instagram account. So aku pergilah dekat Nat Geo punya Instagram account. So aku carilah gambar tu kan. So dalam Instagram, dekat dalam Instagram post Nat Geo ni, well actually it wasn't done by the Nat Geo. It's actually from the contributors of the Nat Geo itself, themselves, called Ian Teh. So actually he talks about the condition of Malaysian government on handling the COVID-19 situations. So I just straight read it from the post itself lah. As many parts of the world emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic struggles, Malaysia has implemented tight lockdowns measure to contain its spread. Once seen as a positive example for Southeast Asia in containing the virus, now Malaysia has become one of the worst affected in the region. Frustrated Malaysians used the trending Twitter hashtag Kerajaan Gagal, meaning failed government, to vent about the government's handling of the situation and the country's battered economy. Lockdown measures have curbed cases as the national rate of infection declined to 6.61% from the previous week 7.28%. So dia ada tunjuk macam gambar-gambar yang ditangkap oleh saudara Ian Teh sendiri. So every single picture yang ditangkap, dia bagi macam some sort of description lah. Macam first gambar ni apa, Petronas Twin Tower, macam Kuala Lumpur skyline with a view of the iconic Petronas Twin Towers. Lepas tu second pictures pasal apa, highway yang tak ada kereta, tak ada apa, macam ditulis empty roads during lockdown. Lepas tu my local mall closed except for the supermarket and pharmacy. Communal facilities like the swimming pool and gym are closed at my condominium. Public announcement displayed on giant LCD screens in the city centre. And in the central, Kuala Lumpur, many factories and construction sites are deemed essential and allowed to work at 60% capacity, despite statistics from the Ministry of Health revealing that the highest infection rates come from these sectors. Okay. So, dia macam, actually dia macam, I'm not saying that it's, he's criticizing. I think it's more like criticizing and it sounded like that. But
I think it's a bit criticizing.
Yeah, it's a bit criticizing.
Tadi deny tu memang dia.
But actually it's a fact. Actually it's a fact. Bukannya benda yang palsu. Macam benda tu betul. Macam despite all the lockdowns, macam apa, highway tak ada kereta, and then mall kebanyakan tutup kecuali farmasi dengan, you know, groceries and all that. Tapi dekat sectors macam factories and construction still buka and allowed to work at 60% capacity despite the fact that most cases came from factories and this and sector yang sama dengan ni lah. So since you guys actually knew the story about this, and actually it was posted in National Geography, like semestinya benda tu macam diketahui oleh the whole world kan, like the COVID-19 situations dekat Malaysia ni. So what is your guys take on this post? So apa opinion korang pasal benda ni?
Kalau aku, satu ayat je lah, malu lah, aku tak boleh cakap banyak.
Same as
malu aduh.
Yeah, same as the person lah who tweet this post, macam malu.
How about Amir?
Well, tak ada terkata lah. Tapi macam kau nampak kan, keadaan memang teguk kan. And the way they handle the situation after telah kemenangan tu quite lacklusting lah bagi aku.
Macam it was unbelievable kan. Macam at first your kerajaan Malaysia including us memang dah cuba sehabis baik untuk make sure that the COVID-19 cases tak macam terlalu banyak kan. And it actually works pretty well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Last time. Too well.
Yeah. So macam it's quite embarrassing. It's such an embarrassment to think that we are able to prevent some big problems from happening, but instead it still happens. So tu lah
kan. Dia macam aku tak lah, bila aku tengok macam ni dekat Twitter kan, aku tak tahu nak react macam mana. Aku cuma buat tweet macam tu lah, buat hashtag benda tu semua. Tapi a lot of people frustrated lah with this kind of news.
So what about you, Saikid? What's your take on this?
Well, for me, it's like, I think we get too confident already. That means like, okay, like we were doing so well, right? We think that nothing can stop us already. We're very safe already.
Yeah.
And as you all know, we're as strong as the weakest link. It means when one person that is guard down, everyone will do the same thing as well, right?
Right.
So I think because of this one weakness, everything goes down already. But why? Mostly because I think we got too confident already that we had it all under control and it won't happen again.
Yeah.
But it did in the end. Or you mean overconfident?
Yes, correct. Overconfident. Is that, like, you know, like last year, like we were doing so well until we got zero cases. What happened when we got zero cases?
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row, actually. 2 days in a row, correct.
I think it's not just Lepak tau. Lepak, I think all of the rakyat should, all of the rakyat memang follow ko SOP. Then tu awal-awal lu, just that it start with something lah that relates with the government lah. Orang tahulah apa benda aku maksudkan ni.
I mean that's people already know. We already talk about this like a lot of time, the cause of the second wave happening. So
yes,
but
the problem
is the way they handles it. It's like, yeah, the second break is coming, and I think maybe like as a government, like, I think we knew what is coming, and I think we knew how to handle it. But it turns that their ways of handling it in the second wave has gotten like
sloppy quite sloppy.
Yeah, quite sloppy lah, aku boleh cakap. Dia macam dia orang yakin yang dia orang boleh buat, but actually they are fucking up really bad.
Sampai di effect sampai sekarang ah.
Yeah, so kan? Yeah, and it's like they are thinking about the country's economies all and all until at some point, like because the people always told them already, right? Like we have to do like a full lockdown again, all over again. And then they were just like, no, cannot, because the economy will drop, blah 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 blah. But to me, kalau ramai yang mati, kau rasa boleh ni ke revive ke ekonomi tu?
Memang tak lah.
Well, aku ada macam aku ada skru cerita kan. Aku ternampak ada seorang seorang user ni bagi tweet something about World Bank ah. Dia kata kita punya growth rate, negara kita punya growth rate makin menurun daripada 6.4% kalau tak silap. Sekarang dalam 4% macam tu lah. So, bukan 6.4%, 6.4% ni dengan sekarang ni dia dah macam kurang sampai 4% macam tu.
Due to the lockdowns?
Yes, and also mismanagement punya tu lah. So how about that?
By the company lah, you mean? By the company, by the government lah. So bagi kau, bagi kau apa? Berujuk kepada statistik yang kau baca.
So bagi aku, bila some leaders cakap yang apa yang dia orang buat ni untuk fix ekonomi, aku rasa bullshit tu.
Why?
Sebab macam mana dia punya SO, macam how they handle it lah. They really macam first time ah yang pegang, faham?
It's like the SOPs and all that. Tiba-tiba macam PKPB, tiba-tiba terus straight PKPD and all that. Macam and then the SOP itself, dia tak cakap awal-awal. In terms of the preparation of the lockdowns lah,
and also how macam mana diorang ni bagi senang bagi owner kilang untuk buka operasi time PKP. So tengok itu punca kot. And bila dah nampak statistik macam tu, nampak macam apa kita buat selama ni? Tak ada progress. Macam sepatutnya kalau dia buat macam tu, kalau dia buat segala lockdown tu semua, patutnya growth rate dia naik kan. Logically. Tapi turns out dia turunkan dalam 4% macam tu. Banyak kot. Beza kot. 600 dengan 400. 6% dengan 4% lah. Faham kan?
Faham.
So fucked up lah. Memang bodoh kat lah. Tak tahu lah.
Where do you want to add on second just now?
I forgot what I want to say actually.
Lol, forgot already.
Cakap.
Okay,
lol.
Okay, if you forgot, just moving on lah. So, okay, this is like a very random questions lah. So, if you guys, I think this is going to be a very hard for you guys to answer, but just take your time. If you guys had a chance to overcome, to solve or handle this pandemic situation, I mean like by the start of the second wave, what will you guys do?
For the government.
I mean like as to make sure that, you know, since the second wave is coming, right? By the second wave, I mean like started of the second wave, dia start jadi macam makin lama makin teruk. In terms of cases and total death. So, okay, bayangkan lah. Imagine lah, you had the position or the chance to try to overcome or solve or handling the second wave pandemic situations. What will you do with it to make sure that, you know, cases didn't go like drastically increasing or the count, the total death, you know, tak sedrastik tinggi, tak tinggi secara drastik lah. Ah, macam tu. What will you do?
Kalau aku akan enforce ke semua benda. As in literally lockdown orang dekat kawasan. Dia tak ada macam fully lockdown, tapi macam lockdown orang dekat satu kawasan yang tempat tinggal orang lah, senang kata kan. Contoh macam especially lah, macam orang yang bekerja kan, selalu gerak sana, selalu gerak sini kan. So dong kena start ubah lah. Can try untuk work from home tu semua kan. Lepas tu lagi satu, lagi-lagi yang orang yang suka macam boleh dapat lepas daripada negeri lain ke negeri lain kan. Berjalan sana, berjalan sini lah. Lepas tu orang tu nak kena tahan. Ya, aku lah.
Mean in terms of, you mean in terms of the roadblocks need to be tightened up lah?
Yeah, roadblock need to be tightened up. Kau sebab kau tahu tak kenapa? Sebab mak aku ada cerita tau, ada seorang ni dia lelaki tau, dia ada isteri dia tau. Dia kerja dekat tempat lain, tapi isteri dia mengandung, pasti yang mengandung kan. Tapi isteri dia stay dengan family dia. So dia ni, kau tahu dia ni sloppy dia macam mana, aku tak tahu macam mana boleh lepas. Dia punya yang si orang lelaki ni, dia balik dengan alasan macam nak jaga isteri dia tu semua lah. Aku tak tahu macam mana dia boleh lepas dengan polis tu. Dia balik, tak balik dekat kampung dia stay dengan isteri dia kan. Satu family dia dengan saudara mara dia semua kena COVID. Sampai kejadian tu, efek dia, satu kampung tu ramai yang meninggal. Tapi family yang si lelaki tu dengan keluarga yang isteri dia tu semua tak meninggal tau. Tapi keluarga orang lain meninggal dalam kuasa kampung.
Aduh, that's bad.
After that, diorang kena pulau. Kena pulau ke tak dengan satu kampung. Kau bayangkan macam mana rasa dia. The stupidest thing to do kan. Sampai kau sendiri boleh kena pulau. Disebabkan satu benda kecil tu je kan. Patutnya dia dah tahu lah. Benda tu boleh effect kat orang lain. Mungkin tak kena kat family sendiri, tapi pergi jauh lah, benda tu boleh effect orang lain. Yes, mungkin kalau aku yang ada posisi tinggi kan, sebagai mungkin kepada kesihatan apa kan, aku akan enforce teruk gila lah. Not, tak bermaksud untuk halt dia punya ekonomi negara, tak semestinya. Tak sampai tahap macam tu lah. Tapi aku akan enforce supaya okay, benda yang betul-betul essential, lepas. Tapi kena check lah. Apa? Surat tu semua, miti tu semua kan. Macam sekarang kan, dah teruk sangat kan. Barulah diorang macam nak check surat miti tu betul-betul kan. Sekejap sebelum ni, ada surat miti, okay lepas tu kan.
And the miti itself tu, need to tighten up lah diorang punya application.
Application and inspection lah, serius lah, tighten up. Lagi-lagi yang macam orang biasa kan, yang tak sepatutnya bunyi kan, tiba ada kat spot lain, lepas tu boleh tunjuk dekat Insta live. Hey, hello, saya ini semua. Mana tak orang nirap kan?
Betul.
Kalau aku lagi dah nirap teruk gila. Disebabkan benda tu yang benda tu boleh jadi efek lagi teruk. Sebab kau bawa apa? That killer virus tu, yang mungkin bagi kau dia dormant kat badan kau, tak rasa kat badan kau, tapi boleh efek kat orang lain, dia jadi ke orang lain. Kau sendiri memang takkan tak kena lah. Tapi orang lain tu, dia akan efek daripada kau. Sebab kau seorang. So dia macam share reaction lah. Dia macam kau bawa bom uranium lah. Kan uranium kan, kalau belajar sains lah. Kau sini ni lah. Ingat lagi. Kalau belajar sains kan, kan kalau benda atom ni kan, dia kan benda reaktif kan. Macam mercun tu semua kan. So kalau kau macam pakar satu mercun tu, macam mercun Cina lah. Kau tahu mercun Cina kan. Dia punya sos dia satu je kan. Tali dia satu je kan. Kau bakar satu tu, apa efek dia? Yang lain meletup banyak-banyak kan. Dia macam chain reaction macam tu lah. So kalau tak enforce betul-betul, tak expect betul-betul, dia akan jadi chain reaction paling teruk lah. Dia macam sekarang kan, contoh dia. So bagi aku, itu lah point aku. Mesti nak kena enforce dengan nak kena tusuk sikit. Paku kepala orang, mana yang tak faham. Bagi betul-betul masuk kepala tak ada orang.
Dia straight up dictatorship, wait, serious.
Tapi nak buat macam mana tu? It's do or die, you know, this situation. Sebab virus ni, kan dah tak kisah kau tua ke, kau dah nak nazak ke, kau muda ke, aku tak kisah, aku muda. Benda ni orang tua kena, kau tak fikir orang muda pun dah meninggal, kau tak sekarang. Cuma kau je tak tahu.
Tapi, tapi bagi aku diorang basically buat apa yang kau cakap. But the thing is, diorang tak buat dekat semua orang. Faham tak aku?
Faham.
So macam diorang pilih darjat. So that's the problem. Bagi aku macam, kalau nak enforce benda ni, enforce semua sekali. Tak payah nak pilih-pilih orang. Macam,
you know, some can do, some can do.
Yeah, macam dia macam rakyat can, but why rakyat cannot, but why the kayangan can and all that lah. Macam should enforce that like the kayangan as well lah, bagi aku lah.
Betul.
So but itu memang patut, memang patut kena enforce semua.
Yeah.
Tak boleh pilih bulu. Faham?
Yeah. So what the other twos? Two?
Sakit lah, sakit.
What I would do is like same thing, the first 2 weeks full lockdown.
Yeah.
Okay. That means nobody can go out lah. Police, roadblocks everywhere. Then the second week always like a second stage where, you know, we can go out, buy things, groceries, but only like maximum 2 people per household. But no, they're parking, nothing. Then, I mean, slowly lah, open up.
Like how that the first lockdown's going lah.
Correct. First lockdown going.
Because the thing is, they are enforcing that, but it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late already.
Macam, they didn't like take action like straight away, macam tu lah. Bagi aku, from the start of the maksudnya bagi aku macam, aku rasa first thing first. Then I mean like by the first time the problems has been initiated, the government should just like straight away do a full lockdown. Macam tu lah bagi aku. But the thing is, dah teruk baru diorang.
For me, it's better that they open up slow at one step at a time. Don't just like suddenly open up everything.
I mean, you mean by the sectors lah?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Like let's say by a target by next week, if it's below 2K a day, right, then open up the next stage. It has not reached the target, then don't open up. Because at least it gives the people, right, or an us a boost, like a confidence that we should do this. We must hit the target. Yeah. You know, the determination to hit the target, all of us, rather than just waiting for the government to take action.
So what about you, Amza? Other ideas?
Semua dah cover sebenarnya. Okay. Kalau aku kan, kau dengar apa aku cakap ni?
Dengar.
Clearly? Ya.
Clearly.
Aku rasa, kalau aku lah kan, aku kena kuatkan how to manage these things lah. Sebab how, macam mana, aku ambil contoh lah, Football Manager lah. Tak, dengar ni. Ada satu kelab ni, dia memang mediocre punya kelab. So aku kena fix something tau. So staff ni kira management jugalah, macam management punya staff lah. So ada staff tu macam ada kena fix lah, kena improve lah management tu. So bila management dalam staff tu improve, kau kan winning games lah.
Faham tak Fiki? Faham.
So bila, sorry lah, ni bad example lah, tapi what I'm trying to say is, dia punya, kalau aku ada chance to handle benda ni, aku kena kuatkan how to manage these things, and also kena macam strict lah. Kena betul-betul lah. Jangan kejap tu kejap ni. Basically apa yang Amin dengan Saikid cakap tu, kira dah cover lah most of the things. Aku pun nak cakap benda yang sama juga. Tapi
Dia macam mana aku nak sama macam dia orang tapi ayat lain. Macam ni lah. Football Manager.
Yeay, itulah dia. Benda-benda yang editor kan. Oh, ni pemain je boleh kot.
Andai lah korang ni. Kau game aku kan.
But on the other side. But on the other side, right. Macam,
it's obvious lah, Hamzah.
Yeah, but on the other side, aku agak risau lah dengan, bukan the net joke itself, but the people who the person who in charge of contribute, the person who contributes this story to National Geographic, Ian Tay himself.
Oh, yeah, true, so.
Yeah, because kau kena tahu.
Dah, aku tahu.
Government sekarang is very sensitive. And right now, kita kena jaga mulut kita. Sebab kalau kita tak jaga mulut bahasa kita, kalau kita tak jaga all of that, takut besok-besok gari kat tangan. A person like Ian Tay agak worrying sebab he just give the dark side of Malaysia towards a network that is well known around the world. So that means around the world will know what happened in Malaysia. Macam pasal apa, pendatang tanpa izin, right? Like how the government treat them. And then there's lepas tu ada seorang Bangladeshi yang, you know, kena buang dari Malaysia sebab dia tunjukkan the truth of people yang dari parti ni has been treated by how they have been treated by the government of Malaysia dekat Al Jazeera. So aku rasa macam, I really hope that he didn't get attacked lah. I mean, like, he didn't get arrested lah for these sort of things. So yeah.
Bila kau cakap macam tu, aku ni juga teringat juga kan, incident tu kan.
So, and then another apa, satu lagi figure dekat internet, aku dah lupa nama dia, tiba-tiba aku lupa nama dia. Actually well known, keluar masuk by the police, macam
like Fahmi Reza.
Yes, Fahmi Reza. He is very vocal. So dia macam, basically macam dia, balai polis tu macam transit dia keluar masuk. dia tak buat salah apa pun. It's just like he's doing some sort of like a drawings lah. It's like cynical lah. Very cynical, if I'm mistaken. The word of it, I forgot what the word is, but
satire.
Yes, satire. It's very criticizing the government lah, I have to say. And he got, you know, arrested a lot of times, and he got, you know, disoal siasat a lot of times because of everything he
pernah,
did.
Pernah sekali tu kan, dia kena tangkap tu kan. Time sebelum dia nak tangkap tu, polis serve dia. Berapa orang ada kat dalam rumah dia sampai pintu dia hancur.
Tu dia hancur, dia tendang.
That lah.
Yeah, it was that. Yeah.
But some people, they do it because they just want to value their own rights, you know, to say so.
Yeah.
They really treasure their own rights.
Mm, yeah.
But they just didn't realize that some countries it can be, you know, they might not allow this.
And then baru-baru ni apa aku nampak dekat Twitter ada seorang lagi apa jiwa macam jiwa Fahmi Reza lah kot, one of the activists, kena tangkap oleh polis. Siapa lah nama dia, lupa. Tapi dia dah viral dekat Twitter. So
aku rasa dia sebab dia provoke Agong lah, if I'm mistaken.
That's a big thing.
Betul lah. So Bila dah aku tanya korang lah pula kan, bila dah banyak tangkapan macam ni Dengan apa, dengan reason yang bagi kita nampak macam tak patut lah. So apa, what is the state of our democracy kat negara kita?
Saiki Ami, to the stage.
Thank you.
State, keadaan demokrasi lah, apa yang kau nampak bila banyak sangat tangkapan macam ni.
If you ask me this lah, I can say we're better than some countries, but we're worse than some countries. But so if you ask me to compare our country compared to years back, then can lah. You understand?
What can? Do you think?
My point is, our current state, right, we can be better than some countries, but we might also be worse compared to some countries. Okay. So I think if this question, right, it's better if you compare with our country a few years back. You understand? Is it getting worse or is it getting better?
So what do you think if you remember macam kau ingat sebelum ni lah, sampai sekarang kan, kau rasa macam mana?
For me, it's more like dropping a bit.
You mean worrying lah?
I won't say it's a worrying level lah, but at least I say that last time was a bit better last time. This is how I see lah.
Okay.
Especially now, we know with social media around, it can make things worse a bit. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Like I say, like, you know, with social media, right, people can easily like just brainwash you or something.
Yeah.
So the brainwashing might actually can actually change our mentality, you know, sometimes. Okay, don't say democracy, even some other things, it can actually brainwash us like hell, actually. You get it?
Yeah.
It's like now it's very quite common already, lah. Especially because of social media, right? Like, if you don't support my group, I won't support you anymore. Those kind of things.
So you think that as all the things going around today, do you think is it okay?
For now, it's not at a worrying level, but maybe next time it's possible. But for now, it's still stable.
So is it okay for you? If you say that to you, it wasn't that bad, and should we just like close our one-sided eye just like that, or we need to do something in order to stop them from doing something drastic?
Of course, it's better to do something, lah. Of course, but okay. It's not at a very worrying level, lah. Let's say like, as an example, that police will arrest you if you don't follow their group. Is it arrest over small things? Then that's worrying level. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yes. How about...
But now let's say that you insult someone, okay. Then that one... Okay lah, I mean...
Okay. Ame, keep it short.
Yeah. Dah sepatutnya dia kena dapatkan ni lah. Kena dapatkan recognition balik. Itu je. They have to do something that needs to be more drastic action to do the better thing.
You mean as a citizens or how?
As a whole. From the lowest to the top.
Do you mean that apa, the citizens of Malaysia should fight back for what they want to achieve, or I mean like nak fight balik towards something yang diorang rasa diorang punya rights tu dah tak ada. Kau rasa macam tu ke, atau government should take action yada macam tu?
Dia macam kalau sampai do something sampai rights dah tak ada tu, tak ada sampai tak ada macam tu, tapi at least kena bagi kesedaran lah dekat semua.
No, because the thing is, bagi aku, rakyat sedar.
Yeah, we are sedar.
Okay. Yang tak sedar tu yang belah sana. So is it right for citizens to make sure jam untuk make sure yang diorang sedar yang tempat diorang tu adalah atas dasar pilihan rakyat juga?
Yes.
Okay. So aku rasa macam benda tu memang kita kena ketuk kepala diorang dulu lah, untuk diorang sedar bahawa benda ni tak betul, macam tu.
Yes.
Okay.
Kalau tidak, so, siapa lagi, kalau tidak siapa lagi yang akan nak ingatkan diorang kan?
Betul tak?
Jadi kalau bukan rakyat ni sendiri. Takkan maharat ke orang luar. Maharat ke orang luar, kalau kita tengok sejarah dulu, apa jadi kalau kita maharat?
Tak perlu kot, sebab I think rakyat Malaysia dah woke. Actually diorang dah sedar apa yang dah terjadi dengan kita sekarang in terms of politics, sebab you know a lot
everyone
of,
knows
yeah, a lot of things happening, start from Tun Dr. Mahathir all of a sudden letak jawatan, and then that is where it started, where all the dramas and the conflict started. So yeah, aku rasa rakyat dah sedar benda tu, and I think rakyat pun rasa yang they have the right to overthrow, or they had the rights to at least alerted this current government, so that macam, you know right guys, this is not right, we should stop, and it is time for you to go.
But so, don't forget that we talk is one thing, but whether they will take action or not is another thing.
At least we have to try.
Yeah, true.
So Brandon, so bagi kau, kita punya state of democracy tu macam mana? Okay lagi ke a bit worrying?
Worrying habis lah. Ready-ready dia macam kau ni lah, harimau meninggalkan belang, meninggalkan nama. Bila kau dah, bila taring kau tu macam dah rata kan, dah tak ada tu punya taring dia tu kan. Orang lain lah nak kena tajamkan balik taring. Macam tu lah analogi ni.
Saya tak kena dengan peribahasa ni.
Yeah. Kenapa saya kena?
Lain lah.
Okay. Tapi kau try to relate lah. Mungkin ada yang bijak sana kan.
I think there's aku tak nak bagi. Tak apa. Okay, kalau korang rasa macam tu, okay, dah. Yeah, so yeah, I think that's it for today kot. That's it for this segment. So aku rasa benda ni actually segment ni actually dia tak tentu. Kadang-kadang everyday kita akan buat, kadang-kadang tak buat, kadang-kadang dalam sebulan tu tak buat langsung. I mean depends on the topic that kita rasa, okay, macam it is time for us to talk about it. Okay.
So kira segment ni macam apa? Not even our priority lah.
It's not our priorities lah. It's more like macam, you know, you know that you want to talk about it so much, but you don't know how. You cannot talk. Macam, it's just like I know benda tu macam little things, tapi kita tak rasa macam it's worth to talk about in full version of the podcast. Ah, macam tu lah. So aku macam, I think it is time to just talk in a very short duration, and then we just blabbling all about it. Macam tu lah.
Macam lost clip lah. Yes,
yeah. So okay, aku rasa segment ni akan will be published before the episode 23 of the podcast of Intonasi. The episode 23 of the Intonasi will be titled as Gender Equality, which is hosted by Saikid. So yeah, this will be posted before Intonasi. So yeah,
it's like appetizer.
It's like the appetizer. So yeah, okay. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to Sembang Sampai Terbang.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it wasn't very like meaningful. Aku rasa episode ni is
it's more like a casual episode. Yeah,
yeah, I think this episode will be a lot of things to cut. So yeah,
yes.
I think that's it, good. So yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.